good if it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of the Good Podcast. We got a special guest on our podcast tonight. It's a lady. That was my best Leon Phelps impression. Vanessa. Vanessa, say hi to the people.
Hello.
Her voice is so tiny.
Why are you laughing?
Because your voice is so funny. You're a small person. On the show, we have the same knuckleheads as usual. We got the 219 professor. He can't be called the Schwab anymore. We got Ace. We got Prentice.
Yo.
And we got Shane.
What's happening?
Mike's taking the night off to go watch the trash-ass Bulls play in the preseason. Let's hop right into it, as we normally do here on the show. The NFL, first things first. Who's the best undefeated team? P-Jack, who you got?
Best undefeated team left. I mean, it's still the Patriots. Nothing has changed. They're the best team in football. They're playing like it. I know they had a bye week, so everybody probably forgot about them, but nobody is playing better than Tom Brady, and nobody's playing better than the Patriots, so I still think they're the best team.
Shane, do you agree with that?
No, it's the Packers, and one of the reasons for that is that we actually have a somewhat competent defense this year. Our D-line is loaded right now. I know we went against trash-ass Colin Kaepernick, and let me, you know, before we go any further, we got two 49ers fans on the line, Vanessa and P-Jack, both diehard 49ers fans, and they got this, they had to sit there. I mean, that was absolutely brutal. I don't even know what you guys could possibly be thinking right now with that, with the team you guys got, but no, it's Green Bay. I mean, we got the best quarterback in the league, and we have a legit defense right now. We're getting after the quarterback. We're creating turnovers, and I mean, all you need to be on defense is average for Aaron Rodgers.
Ace, what do you think? Do you agree with those points?
Yeah, I know. I don't agree with Shane. I agree with Prentice. I think it has to be New England. They pretty much show no sign of weakness so far. I just want to shout out Atlanta. I've been telling you guys, these guys are for real this year. Their offense is just too loaded.
Vanessa, who do you think the best undefeated team in the NFL is?
It's damn sure not the Packers. Because when we played them the first half, we held them to 7 points, and then we have a mentally retarded fucking quarterback who can't do shit, and half our defense retired. Otherwise, he wouldn't beat them again. So it's not the Packers. I would say the Patriots.
That's an interesting viewpoint.
I hate Green Bay, so I'll never give them credit for anything. So
it sounds biased, just like that.
I would say the Patriots. Okay.
It's the Patriots.
Shane, you seem a little upset by that. Shane.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Living in Chicago, you know, everybody hates the Packers, so.
It's the Patriots, and then I'm going to say number two is actually the Falcons.
You think the Falcons are better than the Packers, you fat fuck?
I think so right now.
Oh, my God.
That's fat fuck count number one. Schwab, explain why you think.
And to Vanessa's point, it wasn't the quarterback. It wasn't the defense. It's you don't have Harbaugh anymore, so he's not around to eat McCarthy's lunch.
Shut up.
All right, so this Schwab's already way out of line tonight with idiotic statements.
Wait,
that only took one.
Tell Schwab to shut up.
Yes.
Well, she fits right in on this podcast. Schwab,
no, Kevin, I want you to explain why you think Atlanta is, we need to hear this.
They've looked more convincing in their wins than Green Bay has, to me anyway. I mean, Green Bay is certainly a good team. You look at the rest of that division, they should win it pretty easily. But I really like what I've been seeing from Atlanta lately, especially with the Devonta Freeman going off like he has the last couple weeks. That's a great offense.
He's playing good. But who have they played, though?
Wait a minute. Hold on. How have they looked better than Green Bay? Let me go through Atlanta's schedule real fast. They should have lost week one at home to the Eagles. They should have lost to the Giants on the road. They blew another 10-point fourth-quarter lead. And then they had to come storming back against Dallas with no Tony Romo or Dez Bryant. And then, yes, this last game they destroyed the Texans. That's great. So explain how they've looked more impressive than Green Bay. Because I just picked apart your argument right there, so I want to hear your counter.
No, those were fair points, but I just don't think Green Bay has looked great thus far. That's not a very good Bears team that they beat week one, less than convincingly. The Seattle game didn't look great. I'm not sure how good they are yet. I think last night didn't do them any favors. And this week against San Francisco, that's a team they should have beat by 50.
I kind of agree with Seattle not looking good, that good point. I don't know why I agree with it because of obvious circumstances. But, I mean, I wouldn't just say – you're comparing apples to apples right now. So, I'm like, doesn't matter the margin of victory. A win's a win in the NFL, which I really don't think you understand.
I understand, but the question was, which team do you think is the best? We're not comparing records here. Everyone's undefeated.
Well, you're saying that they should have beat somebody by 50. I mean, they're undefeated. So, like, correct. To your point, that's it.
No, to the question – of course, we're comparing wins here. That's exactly what we're doing.
You know, you're not comparing wins. You're saying who is the best team that's undefeated. Where has Atlanta told you that they were better than Green Bay?
I like the way I like the way our offense has looked the last couple weeks.
And you don't like the way Aaron Rodgers has looked.
I mean, this kid, it's dumb comment after dumb comment.
Because I like Atlanta this year, I do not think they're better than Green Bay. Let's be realistic.
It's still too early to tell, but I just think Atlanta has more flaws in their team than Green Bay does. And I think that'll show once we get into that playoff push.
That may very well be, but we're asking the question now. You want to revisit it 4 weeks from now.
That's what we'll do. We'll table it and we'll come back to it in a couple of weeks if both teams are still undefeated. Right now, let's focus on our guests. We got a lady in the house. Let's be a little bit more hospitable. Let me ask you this, Schwab. Where do you think a woman's place is, without sounding as misogynistic as I think you're going to sound, on Sunday? In the kitchen or on the couch?
Well, since Vanessa told me to shut up, I'm going to have to send her to the kitchen.
Why are you saying you're just sending her to the kitchen because she told you to shut up?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the flirt. That's low-key a flirt, Schwab. That's how you do it, man. Hey, Schwab about to take it home. Shane, what do you think? In the kitchen or on the couch?
I mean, can I say both?
Only if you explain it.
I mean, like, it depends on the kind of woman. Like, if a woman's on the couch and she wants to watch a football game with me, then she has to at least understand what's going on.
His answers are so fucking fake. Right?
I'm being real.
You're putting on.
I'm being real.
I'm sorry. Continue. You're right. I'm not going to cut you off.
Come on. I don't care who I offend. I'm being real. If a woman wants to be on the couch and watch a football or basketball game with a man, she should know what's going on. If she doesn't have a clue what's going on, then either go in the other room or go to the kitchen.
Prentice, do you and Brooke watch the games together?
Yes, me and Brooke do watch the games together, and it's funny because it's competitive. When the 49ers are getting their ass kicked, she's in my fucking face and she's laughing, and it pisses me off, and I wish she would take her ass to the kitchen.
I couldn't deal with that.
That
sounds like domestic violence.
She's looking at me crazy, like she wants to stab me right now. But it is what it is. And when the Colts are doing bad, I'm talking shit and I'm laughing at her, and she punches me and kicks me and does what she has to do. But it's. I think it's good because, you know, people get into relationships and they feel like you got to like the same teams. Like, hell no. When Peyton Manning broke the record on the 49ers last year, she thought that shit was fucking hilarious. So I dig it, you know, and there's days where she'll go out, leave me a note. She was in the kitchen, and she's out doing her thing. So I like it both ways, honestly.
1-800-HELP.
Help me. Especially when the 49ers is losing.
Yeah, what happens this year when both teams suck?
Well, the 49ers are, you know, like I said, Olivia thought it was funny. She was reading ESPN, and she saw, hey, Green Bay's playing the 49ers this week. You know, I couldn't do shit but laugh because we all knew they was going to get their ass kicked.
Ace, do you like
you don't have Harbaugh anymore.
Shut the fuck
Shut up,
Mike.
if you name drop Harbaugh one more time, so Ace, do you like your special someone on the couch with you or making
Man,
you?
Man, I don't really give a fuck. Straight up, it doesn't matter to me. Just don't bug me during the game. None of my ex-girlfriends were really into sports. So, they know not to ask me dumb questions when I'm watching it. They would casually pay attention to it because I was always watching it. So, really, it doesn't matter to me. Just don't bug me.
Vanessa, what do you think of all these answers? Where is your place on Sundays?
Well, Schwa, you don't want to send me to the kitchen because there's knives and poisonous chemicals in there that I can easily concoct. So, you don't want me in the kitchen.
They low-key flirting kind of hard.
Swab or pin.
With me, I like watching football in general. That's like the only sport I can really get into. If I'm watching basketball, I will annoy the fuck out of anyone because it's boring and I'll just ask why you're watching the game the entire time. But I think if a woman knows what's going on, she should be able to sit on the couch. If not, then I don't know. I don't think if she likes sports, she would even attempt to watch it, honestly.
Being from the Bay Area, did you enjoy the Warriors winning the finals?
No.
No. No, you didn't? Who's your favorite
team? I like the Sacramento Kings, so.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, that's very unfortunate. I'm sorry.
So in a couple of years, you'll be a Sonics fan.
No.
The fat fox trying to say that they're going to move the Kings to Seattle. That was his awful joke.
I honestly don't think.
Carry on.
Attempting to make a joke.
If they went to Seattle, I wouldn't root for the Supersonics. I just wouldn't care for basketball anymore.
And with that, we'll see what Shane. Shane, you won the best bet. That was a good call on the 10. I had somebody text me like 20 minutes before the game. And offered me the bet at 7. And I said, the line is 10. He said, I'll give you 10. And then I just thought really, really long and hard. And I said, fuck no, I don't trust Shane. So, but you're 3-2 with Shane's best bets. Who you got for us this week?
How do you not, like, trust my
Bro,
best
bets? I've been following
right
you for 3 years. About three to five years.
Cold. I want some money on that.
I don't see consistency.
I want some money on that game.
That was easy money. They should have won that game straight up. But anyway, all right, my best bet of the week here. I'm going to Tennessee. The Bills are at the Titans. The Bills are 3-point favorites, and I am taking the Bills here. Coming off of a pretty embarrassing loss. Rex Ryan is a coach that you can always back the week after coming off a rough loss. And I think they'll go to Tennessee, and defensively, I think they will be able to slow down Mariota. And pretty much, you know, I heard a lot of people talking that they like the Titans now. And I'm not ready yet because unless Mariota really goes off, I mean, they're just not a team that you can bet, especially in a short spread like this. Buffalo's only, I think that line's going to go up. I think that'll close 3.5, maybe even 4. So if you can bet it now. Buffalo's going to win that game by at least 10.
There you have it.
Good call. I saw that line earlier today and I wanted to jump all over it. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow. Good call. I agree with that one.
Brandon, you're low-key a gambaholic.
I am, man. Me and my brother, and we got problems, and I'm tired of losing all these. I actually bet Shane's bet of the week every week. And I either throw it in a parlay or I lose all my money. All Saturday college football is what kills me, so I'm happy he doesn't bet the college football lines because.
Oh, I do bet college football. I've been getting murdered in college football this year.
Murdered all year. I'm
and then this last Saturday, I had a humongous, probably my biggest college football day in 2 years. But I'll give it all back this Saturday.
You know what really pissed me off last week is the Kelly in Vegas shit. Like
I hate
to keep bringing her name up, but she's a fucking idiot. Like we literally, I said you sunder, and she came back like for an entire 9 hours and just refuted all evidence of her being a liar, a cheater, and a stealer on anything that she does, and she's not like even close to being fucking credible. I seen she actually stole somebody's, I forgot what it was, but she stole it verbatim and then said she emailed the guy.
Yeah. And then gambling Twitter went after her, and I think they got in your you were tagged in it, so you got to see that side of Twitter. Yeah, she's just human scum, and I've been saying this for a while, and you know, hopefully like I wake up one day and I have like a bunch of messages and find out like she died in a fire or something, or somebody hit her in the head with one of the fucking bottles she served or golf clubs she used and on the course in Vegas. She's a fucking cunt and she can burn.
Oh my god.
And with that, we'll move on to college football. Prentice, you wanted to talk about this especially, Cardale Jones and OSU.
I did, man, because, you know, a few weeks ago we addressed, you know, Ohio State and we addressed Cardale Jones. And, you know, like I said, I firmly believe that I thought JT Barrett should have been named the starter. And I really believe, you know, everybody thinks, you know, Ohio State's still the best team in the country. And I'm not sure, man. Once again, the team is being carried by Ezekiel Elliott. He had to run nuts for them to even beat IU, which is crazy. I'm going to repeat. Ezekiel Elliott had to run crazy to beat IU. They struggled to beat Indiana.
I'm sure Schwab will say
and,
something.
I think over this the past few weeks, we've seen Cardale Jones. I think his draft stock is plummeting, man. I don't think he's considered a first-round draft pick. He may be third round right now. And a lot of the issues they're having is him. He's not playing good. Like I said, I think for what that team needs and want them running to run the ball, I think JT Barrett should be their guy, and I think they'll continue to struggle until Urban Meyer makes that switch.
So, what did you think about the game?
Well, first of all, I just want to ask, am I crazy for thinking that the quarterback that probably best fits what Urban Meyer wants to do is the guy that they moved to H-back?
No. I mean, Urban Meyer still wants to throw the ball around. I mean, Braxton would be the worst passer of the three.
But it's not like he's a bad passer.
He's not a bad passer, but he's not pretty good. He was a hell of a runner.
You sound like
he
wasn't, you're settling for the lesser of all evils.
Yeah.
Just because of a scheme you think he wants to run.
And then, second, do you think Cardale Jones should have gone pro after last year? I mean, it was only three games, but it was an awfully impressive three games.
I think that's what the argument was, is he hurt his draft. I mean, he potentially gave up a shit ton of money, and his outlook would have been way better actually learning in the pros and sitting behind somebody. He wouldn't have been thrust into something that, you know, would have been unfavorable for him. So
yeah, I mean, like if a team in the late first round, like a Denver or somebody, would have took a chance on him, let him sit behind Peyton a year or two and learn, and then we say this is our guy, yeah, that would have been a great decision for him. But for him to would have come out last year and then say, for instance, the Bears would have took him, and he's battling with Cutler, and he's in a god-awful situation, and I mean, he would have made a lot of money, but I think right now he's getting exposed, and he looks – It's hurting him. I think potentially he has lost a lot of money.
Yeah. But as far as the IU game, getting back to the original point, that's not a very good Indiana team. Like, it took all they had to beat.
Yes, it is. That's the best IU team we've seen in probably maybe their bowl game, maybe even Randall L. I mean, the team's not great, don't get me wrong, but the Big Ten overall is looking a lot better than what people really want to give the credit for. And IU's not
a – How do you figure that?
You think of IU, you think of IU and you're thinking this is awful, but Wilson is really doing a good job out there, man.
Wait, what? Now, and which Indiana win was particularly impressive? The taking everything they had to beat a 1AA school? Or barely beating Florida International.
How many defensive starters had to miss that game? I mean, don't get me wrong, they shouldn't be struggling with that team, but no. I think he suspended, what, 7-8 players that night?
Something like that. Okay, well, then what was the excuse of Florida International?
The bottom line is that Ohio State is struggling against pretty bad opponents. I mean, you can call Indiana a middle of the road Big Ten team at best.
They're better than they were,
which is not a compliment.
Than they were in years past, to be sure, they should make a bowl game.
And I mean, there's no way that Ohio State should be number one in the country right now. No way. I mean, if I had to look at a number one team right now, just from what I've seen right now, I mean,
Utah.
I'd probably put Baylor there.
Yeah, I'm thinking Utah or LSU, honestly.
Yeah, as far as the Big Ten the two teams that everyone thought were going to be good in the Big Ten, Ohio State struggling with, you know, everyone that's not particularly good, NIU, IU, Michigan State, they had the so-called big win over Oregon, and then Oregon goes and gets blown out at home by Utah.
That win doesn't look so good anymore.
You can't throw Utah number one because they beat Michigan. I know you, Schwab. Let's be serious here. You didn't consider anybody else. You jumped straight to Utah.
First thing you said, Utah.
That's it. Like, no, there's
that's my pick
like
for
like Shane
one,
said,
right?
Baylor's looking good. TCU's
sure.
still a good
my
team.
Pick
you
was
know,
Utah.
TCU should have lost to Texas Tech. I mean, it's for all this means nothing right now. This is so wide open. There is no clear best team in college football. It's going to make for a crazy finish. I still think Alabama's got.
This is where we should bring in my good if it goes top 10 voting, so we can see where everyone's thoughts are at.
I mean, shut up, you fat fuck.
Shut your mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
Hold on. There's actually, speaking of Utah, there's a huge game this Saturday. I believe Vanessa is a fan of the Cal Bears, and they play at Utah. There's only two top 25 matchups this week, and that's one of them. That's a big game, Cal and Utah. Cal could have lost easily last week to Washington State, but they pulled it out. And that's a pretty good team with what most people think is the who's going to be the number one pick in the draft right now, Goff.
If Goff comes out against Utah and he beat them, I bet you he will go number one.
Vanessa, where do you watch the Cal? Where are you going to watch this Cal game at?
The bar. Because
are you old enough to get into the bar?
I'm 22.
You are?
Yes. I just turned 22.
How many people tell you you look like 16?
Everyone.
Where are you like? Are you like 4'11"?
What?
And I mean, just getting back to the original point, I mean, Shane, I believe it was you who said that there is no overall, you know, dominant looking team this year.
Right.
So playing to the level. What was that?
I mean, I thought, I know we touched on this topic at the beginning of the season, and I thought clear cut, we thought Ohio State was a dominant team, but they just haven't really showed it.
And do you think, I mean, Prentice, I mean, you played college football, playing down to the level of your competition. I mean, it's running rampant right now, at least with the top teams.
Well, but the thing is, before the season started, like I said, everybody in the top 25 had flaws, really, except for Ohio State. Like, everybody was missing this, or they were missing this. A lot of teams, it was, I think, eight of the top 15 teams didn't even have a returning starting quarterback. So it was a lot of question marks out there, but you got the team that's supposed to be the overall number one, the best team. You can play down to the level of competition 1 week, and then the coach rip into your ass, and then you come back the next week and you blow somebody out. No, Ohio State struggled. It should have probably lost to Northern Illinois and then came back and should have lost to Indiana. So they're not playing down to level of competition. Teams have figured them out, and they're not afraid of Cardale Jones. It's just, how do we stop Ezekiel and win this ball game?
Would you have called that pass interference?
Probably not, but I'm happy I'm not in that position to make that call.
And speaking of making those calls, Schwab, hit us with the best segment on this show. Hit us with the Michigan Minute.
Thanks, Quan. This past Saturday, Michigan improved to 4-1 with a 28-0 win over Maryland. The defense turned in another stellar performance while the offense sputtered, putting up only 6 points in the first half and relying on big plays to score. The team definitely missed Davion Smith, especially with Ty Isaac having a rough day, putting the ball on the ground twice. Drake Johnson was excellent as a runner, but struggled in pass protection. Derek Green had a couple solid runs, but still hasn't fixed his vision issues. The line outside of Graham Glasgow was less than great Saturday as well. The offensive struggles certainly merit watching, but with as good as this defense is, I wouldn't be too concerned about the team as long as the offense is at least okay. A full recap of the Maryland game, including player grades and a position-by-position breakdown, is up right now at goodifitgoes.com. Sincerely yours in football, I'm Kevin Schrader, and this has been your Michigan Minute. Go Blue!
Michigan Minute! Thanks, Quan!
It's time! It's time! I'm gonna get a Bruce Buffer drop here. It's time! On the show, we have Vanessa, and we have three gentlemen suitors vying
You did say suitors, right?
Yes, suitors, not sooners, my lord.
I thought you said shooters.
No, it's not.
Shoot your shot, man.
Hey, bruh. Hey, don't interrupt my fucking segue. I'm going to tell y'all that this one time is the last time. I'll just kick you off the show. Don't interrupt my segue. We got Vanessa, and we got three gentlemen suitors vying for the love of Nessa. Vanessa, today you were equipped with 6 questions. Vanessa?
Yes.
Take it away. You got question number 1.
Okay. It's our first date, and I bought us tickets to see a 49ers game. How would you impress me?
Ace, you're up.
I would probably show up super drunk, take complete ass out of myself, and probably run off and freaking find some other hooker on the street.
We see Ace is not going to take this serious. Shane, I know Shane's going to take this serious.
All right, well,
Shane,
I mean,
impress Vanessa.
All right, well, for starters, I would roll a blunt for before the game, and then have another one ready for after. I'd buy a Carlos Hyde jersey, and I would even put it on, you know, as much as I hate the Niners. And then I'd get us a limo to the game and just get fucked up and, you know.
Ooh, shit.
Hey, first of all, he said he would wear a fucking Niners jersey.
No, but listen how smooth he kept it. He said he would wear a Carlos Hyde jersey, not a Kaepernick. He said Carlos Hyde.
Right, because that's your best offensive player right now.
Smooth, Shane. Very smooth.
Thank you.
All right, Schwab. How would you – you got tickets. She bought tickets to the 49ers game. How would you impress her?
I spend much of the afternoon breaking down blocking schemes.
Oh, my God. We're not going to take this serious at all. Vanessa, are you impressed by blocking schemes?
I wouldn't really want to do that, but I guess it's the effort that counts.
He said blocking schemes.
I mean,
there's like a 99.999999% chance he's dead ass serious. Vanessa.
100, Quan.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Hit your gentleman suitors with question 2.
Okay. If we met your favorite athlete and I was acting starstruck, would you be jealous and angry with me?
Schwab, I want to hear your answer first.
Absolutely not.
Why not, Schwab?
Oh, could he please elaborate on who his favorite... Could you also mention who your favorite athlete is?
That current one? No, you didn't. Current one?
Yeah, your current one.
Jonathan Taze.
Who?
Jonathan Taze. Now, see, that who right now, I'm... The fact that you don't know who that is, that's a deal breaker on my end, so.
Vanessa, do you know who Jonathan Taze is?
No, but is he cute?
I'm out.
He said I'm out. We'll send you a picture of Jonathan Taze and you can decide. Schwab, why wouldn't you act starstruck?
Because he's the captain.
Or why wouldn't you be angry?
I'd probably be too. Starstruck? Well...
You would
I don't
be
think
we gotta
worry about
too,
that with her,
Christ.
But no, nah, I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Shane, who is your favorite athlete?
Current athlete, it's LeBron James, and I would not be upset at all because number one,
Pause.
I'm not a jealous person.
Pause.
And two.
Pause.
LeBron is not a LeBron's. Pause. You got to realize something about him. He's very smart.
Fucking pause.
He's not about to get himself caught up in any scandal. So I know he's not trying to smash even if she comes onto him. So I know she's still coming home with me that night.
Oh, the insecurity. There was like, he was like really teetering the line of homosexuality, and then he went insecure with it. Ace, give us your joke answer since you won't take this seriously. Who's your favorite athlete?
It's a tie between Conor McGregor and Daniel Cormier.
I knew it was
and,
the BBC.
And I probably wouldn't give a shit because I'd be probably like screaming like a 17-year-old girl at a Backstreet Boys concert as well.
We picked some good ones for you. You're welcome.
The worst
fucking panel I've ever. Like, if I was on the dating game, I'd just fucking leave. Vanessa, question yes. three.
If I'm in front of your friends and I make a stupid comment about the game, do you send me to the kitchen or do you send up?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a great question.
I want Ace to go first.
Ace, he already said yes like seven times.
Yes, he would defend
me. Ace, why would you send her to the kitchen?
Send me to the kitchen.
Of course I would send your midget ass to the kitchen. What kind of question is that?
Why would you send her to the kitchen, Ace? This is your girlfriend. You're supposed to support her through thick and thin.
Because I don't tolerate stupid shit. You guys should know that from my Twitter timeline already.
Shane, I want to hear Shane's answer. Shane's answer is going to be great. Would you send Vanessa to the kitchen?
It depends. If it's a friend of mine that she knows already and she's hung out with a number of times and she can just say whatever and I won't be embarrassed in front of them, then nah, she's good. But if it's like a friend that I'm just like introducing her for the first time, yeah, her ass is gone.
Jesus Christ.
I can't deal with that shit because they're going to be – you know how guys are. They're going to be clowning me later that night like, yo, did you hear what this chick just said? Or,
hey. I'm gonna let my girlfriend listen to this podcast and realize how fucking good she has it. Schwab. Be smooth here, man. Come on. I think if you get
first
this,
of all,
if you
he
get
can't
this
answer
question,
this question.
Win.
He doesn't have any friends.
Schwab.
Hey, you know the pick of the Iron Sheik, you know. Giving everyone the finger. Yeah, insert that there for Kevin? Shane, please. I'll say
no. Don't ever tell another man insert that here.
Say no. Hold on. He said no, Vanessa. Wow, why wouldn't you send it to the kitchen?
Because she doesn't know who Jonathan Taze is, so I'm probably not expecting much from her in the first place.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh my God.
Holy fucking shit. No. You guys are just like terrible men. Vanessa, what do you think? We're halfway in. What do you think of these three guys right now?
Shane's doing good.
Really?
So far. Yeah.
What the fuck is happening here?
Schwab? I kind of want to stab him. He's like, yeah, I kind of want to, like, stab him in the chest. And then Ace is just Ace. Like, I don't know. Where my brother are. Like, I don't know. Like, he said he would go on a date with me and, like, get a hooker. So,
as far as men that you've dated in the past, is this the worst pick of guys you've ever been around?
She dates wiggers. Come on. So actually, Shane would fit in good.
Son. That's definitely going to be a drop. Son.
I've actually had worse. Surprising.
Quinn, you took two Twitter trolls and a gigantic nerd for this. What did you expect?
This is really like what I expected. I kind of expected... Shane
it's kind of like a blind date with Schwab because, like, I don't follow him or know him, and it's kind of like a blind date.
Oh, it's not based on looks, Vanessa. Don't be superficial.
It's probably
no, but I'm saying, like, I don't interact with him, so, like, I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, basically, what you hear is what you get.
He follows on Twitter if you follow him.
What you hear is what you get. I mean, it makes you want to stab him in the chest. We were all like, me and Prentice were, hey, stop messing with Schwab. And about this time last week, it was like, fuck you, Schwab. So you're pretty much getting everything that you think you're getting. No homo. That's what she said. Back to the questions. Question 4.
I want my future child to be a big time D1 athlete. What college would you send your child to?
God damn it. I
already know. Oh, God.
Schwab, answer the question.
What's the sport?
Be quick.
The sport's football.
Michigan. Where else?
Of course. Ace, where are you sending the kid?
My team, USC.
Shane. Please do the sensible thing here and send the kid to the college that she likes so you can win. Don't be a dick here.
Considering your favorite quarterback is from her school.
If my favorite quarterback of all time and the best college quarterback in the league right now, so I like the way the direction, you know, with the quarterbacks they got there, I'm going to send my son to the Cal Bears.
Oh,
there you go.
He was thinking about is having sex with Vanessa. He's a fucking pervert. I'm going to send my son. He didn't say our son. I'm going to send my son to the Cal Bears. Question 5.
If my team just lost the Super Bowl and I'm really, really sad, how would you console me?
Ace.
I'd pour a beer on your head.
Jesus Christ. Shay.
I'd probably eat your pussy.
We have a winner, folks.
Hey, are we trying to be real here or what? If you're that sad, I'm gonna lay you down on the bed, tell you it's okay, and then give you the business.
Kevin, how could you top that, Kevin?
Does my answer even matter at this point? Like, no, this whole question's really probably got to get cut.
Kevin.
Well, we really need to know your answer,
Kevin,
on this one.
What would you do? I don't think you can top that. Knowing your status, that doesn't mean he has AIDS, folks.
Kevin. Kevin, what you got? Let's go, buddy.
What you got, man? I'd send you over to Shane's house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I've heard enough.
Oh, my goodness.
He said I would take her to Shane's.
Oh my God! Question number 6. We might have to ask all 10 just for shit to giggle. Question number 6, Vanessa. Go ahead.
Let's see. What sport is the best sport to you?
My answer is basketball.
Ace.
Boxing, MMA.
Schwab.
To play.
Have you ever played a sport, Kevin?
Yeah, I've played sports.
Like organized sports, not real sports.
He played intramurals at Fat Camp.
Vanessa, you'd like to know that Kevin starred in the movie Heavyweights.
Did he really?
No,
he didn't really.
Oh.
No. They put the Iron Sheik picture in here, too.
What's the answer, fat ass?
I don't know. I'll say basketball.
What?
I was never... To play?
Yeah. Shane, did you play basketball in high school?
Yeah. I'd say I never really played football. I played baseball, but only to like 7th or 8th grade. But I've been playing basketball my whole life.
Vanessa.
Yes.
The time has come for you to pick
You have to pick one. You can't say none of us.
One of these three fucking scrubs. You have to pick one. To pick one of these three fucking scrubs.
I would pick Shane.
Yes!
Shane won. Congratulations, Vanessa. You just won a flyout trip to Chicago. All expenses paid by goodifitgoes.com. We'll get you on the other line to see when you're ready to fly out. I gotta ask. We got about a minute or so. I gotta ask. Vanessa. Was it was Shane's answer to making you feel better? Was that the deciding factor?
No.
What was it?
The cow question. He would send his kid to my favorite school.
Nah, I'm about to make things real awkward here. You know. He really wants to put his beef in your taco, right?
What?
I said he wants to put his beef in your taco. Would you give Shane a chance if he made a real effort?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Call me Quan Woolery. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Thank you, Quan.
I'm here for you, buddy. And with
Shane,
that,
type in that DM right now.
Oh, he had it loaded Shane, for like the last 3 years.
It's been locked and loaded. DM right now.
Prentice, let's get to, what do you think about the For the Love of Nessa? How did it go?
I thought that shit was god fucking awful. It was horrible. Shit was terrible. I do appreciate Shane's honesty. He kept it real, especially when he's, you know, when how the way he would please her if his team lost. So I think that was the deciding factor. And it wasn't the cow shit. It was, you know, the Super Bowl loss.
And, I think we're all in agreement.
Great answer. Congratulations, Shane.
Congratulations, Shane.
Thanks, guys.
Prentice, PG-13, you said you wanted to discuss him.
I did want to discuss PG-13, man. I actually went to the Pacers preseason game Saturday, and he made some interesting comments after the game, and it kind of shocked me because it was just one game, but he pretty much said, I'm not playing the four. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I've never heard a player pretty much say, you know, especially as good as he is, for him not to have confidence in himself and not want to play that position. Now, I did watch him go down there. I mean, he can't use that sample size because he was guarding Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis is going to make 95.9% of the NBA look bad every night. But, I mean, he didn't want to guard Anthony Davis. He knew he couldn't guard Anthony Davis. And I think he thinks that's going to be an every night type thing. And I just think he needs to be patient and go out there and do his thing. And I would just want to know if y'all saw those comments and what you thought about him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you said. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people feel like the league these days is like just a lot softer than it used to be. And, you know, I always get sick of hearing the people, oh, if LeBron and Durant played in the 90s and the 80s, they would get killed and, you know, all that garbage. But I mean, you can't come out and say stuff like that, dude. You got to be ready to guard anybody on the floor. And I mean, I didn't really understand it. I thought there was no reason to come out and say that.
Especially after the first game, like that's what kind of blew my mind. You know, it wasn't late in the season, was it? You know, I mean, it's one game, and he was like, "No, I'm going to. I need to talk to Larry Bird about this." Like, it wasn't, he said Vogel at first, but it's like, no, I got to go to Larry Bird about this. Like, this shit ain't happening.
Right. And I mean, I like his game a lot. He is that guy that can guard multiple positions. He's, you know, tall, athletic. I mean, he should be able to guard anyone from a one to a five if he has to.
And I think that's what made him look bad about it. I mean, Paul George is like 6'10", 6'9". Like,
right.
He should be willing to want to go out there and put an effort, and he's shooting.
Right. It's not like he's physically limited.
Do you think it has to do with coming off an injury like he had?
No, I think Anthony Davis spooked him, honestly. I mean, he was trying to guard Anthony Davis in the block, and he was too strong. Anthony Davis was pushing him around, spinning around him, going up for easy baskets, and I don't know if he just thinks that's going to happen to him every night. But I think he needs to sit back and look. Like, he's not going to guard many guys on any given night as good as Anthony Davis. If he's at the three, he's guarding Kevin Durant and LeBron James. I mean, just you need to buck up and go with it.
Yeah,
man.
But it still takes a certain level of confidence to beat. I mean, once you get hurt like that, you're never the same player you are. At least I don't think. So I would think that it's a mental thing. It is basically what you're saying. So do you think that?
Well, I don't even think it was that, because if, like I said, he came down on the offensive end. I mean, he led the Pacers in scoring Saturday, but he looked like his old self. I mean, he was out on the perimeter hitting threes. He had a few easy dunks. Like, his offensive game is still there. Nothing has changed. It just, I think mentally he just isn't prepared to play that position at the four.
Was he the guy that dropped the church's money this week?
No, he did not.
Prentice, tell us, regale us with the tale. I paid my tithes this weekend. I went to Bible study. Tell me who dropped the church's money this week.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus. God. Praise God. I want to start with the Catholic school. It's not starting. It's starting in with the Catholic school in South Bend. They didn't drop the ball as in talent on the field. Notre Dame struggling. I get it. You know, they had a good effort out there in South Carolina, but Brian Kelly did not pay attention in church, and he was the one who dropped the church's money. His team is down. They are struggling, and in the fourth quarter, they score their touchdown, and his dumbass goes for two. Now, I coached a little football in my life, and I know when there are certain points in the game, you go for two later in the game and not early in the game. And Brian Kelly scores a touchdown, helps his team score a touchdown. He not only struggles to get a play in, they have to call a timeout for the two-point conversion when they're down, 21? Anybody recall 21-3 with 14 minutes in the fourth quarter? So he blows a timeout. They drop the two-point conversion, and he has the nerve to cuss out his receiver on the sideline like he blew the game when he should have kicked the extra point. He dropped the church's money. Notre Dame actually fights back and makes a game out of it. They failed the two-point conversion at the end of the game, but if he would have called it correctly, they would have probably had a chance. So fuck you, Brian Kelly. I know hindsight's 20/20, but in church, you failed and you dropped the church's money. Good luck, and I hope to see you in church next week.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that sermon.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend Prentice Jackson. Shane, who's the favorite to win this year?
It's Cleveland. And, you know, if you look on paper, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Golden State should be the best team still, but Cleveland has it all this year. And, you know, you look at the Eastern Conference. I know Kyrie's going to be out a while, but, you know, LeBron James proved last year that until he's done, he's not losing in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I honestly, other than if he can get hurt, if he ends up getting hurt, I don't see any team that can beat them in the East. I mean, he beat the so-called great Atlanta Hawks last year. They swept them without Kyrie Irving and without Kevin Love. Those guys are back. They got, you know, Shumpert and Mozgov for full seasons. I know Shump's hurt, but he'll be back when it matters. Varejao's back. Like, that's a big team, and they're deep. And I think the Tristan Thompson thing will work itself out. I don't think it's going to be like Cam Chancellor. I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. And I look at the other rosters in the East, and I just can't make a case for any team even competing with them in a playoff series. Like, that's the thing about the NBA is so many, and I live in Chicago where it's all Bulls fans. So many people in this sport more than any other sport overrate the regular season. And it's just, you know, teams coast so much in the regular season just to get into the playoffs. And that's all that matters. And I think out West, I mean, they burned me before, but I'm going to, you know, I could be dead wrong about this, but I think the Clippers are going to win the West. I think this is going to end up being their year. I just think it's so hard for a team like Golden State to run through that conference 2 years in a row like they did. Everything worked out perfectly for them. And they're going to be there, but I don't think they're going to repeat. So I got Cleveland and I got the Clippers in the finals, and I got Cleveland beating them.
You don't think the Spurs take it?
No, I think the Spurs. I'm not a big believer in the moves they made. I know I'm one of the only ones, but
Popovich, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said I'm not a big believer in the moves that they made that put them over the top. David West, LaMarcus Aldridge, yeah, those are good players, but I mean those are mid-range jump shooters. You better be fast in the West if you want to win. Golden State gets the Spurs in the playoffs, they'll wipe the floor with them. There's no way the Spurs style can match up with what Golden State does.
I disagree. I think with LaMarcus Aldridge and Tim Duncan and bringing David West in with the second unit, you can't play small ball. That small ball shit. I mean, you know, teams have to adjust to one another. You know, when Cleveland decided that small ball shit and Timothy Mozgov had good games, Golden State struggled to guard them. And I think San Antonio, man, I think the moves they did made are the ones that's going to put them over the hump. I think when it gets down to May, June, you know, San Antonio is going to be playing at a level that I don't think anybody's going to be able to guard them. I think Oklahoma City, honestly, is going to be the team that's going to be right there to battle them, but I don't think anybody's beating the San Antonio.
I don't buy – let me interrupt that real quick. I don't buy Oklahoma City because I'm worried about Kevin Durant.
Durant is back. That's all I see.
He's back for now, but for how long? I mean, I know you can't predict injuries, but a big guy with foot problems does not end well.
That's true.
And, I mean, I think it's a legit concern. I mean, and I don't know, man. I hope he does good, and I really like the rookie they got, Cam Payne, by the way. That's a name people are going to get to know quick.
My prediction to win – the reigning, defending NBA champions of the world, the Golden State Warriors.
I heard that in like, it was Paul Heyman's voice, and it was like the New Age Outlaws. It was a combination of both.
I was trying to answer that question.
I got you. I'm here for you. Hey, Vanessa, what are the yes. Kings looking like this year?
And we're going to fucking suck as always. Which is a good thing for me because their tickets are going to still be cheap when they get their new arena. So.
But you guys got Marshall Henderson. Hey, Vanessa, you guys got Marshall Henderson now.
A.K.A. Shane.
Throwing it out there.
Quick story. The first time I ever got called that, I was playing in one of these men's leagues. And this was a league where like there'd be a lot of like people that would come and watch. And it was on a 2-on-1. And my guy passed it up. And I was going up for a layup. And this black guy comes from like the free throw line and just pins it against the backboard, and everybody's ooing and eyeing. There's a bunch of girls there. I'm fucking embarrassed like none other. And this, he whispers, he looks at me as I'm on the ground and he screams my face, "Get that weak shit beat, Marshall Henderson." And everybody is laughing, and dude, and I'm just like, all right, I was sick. I was absolutely sick.
I bet you in your head you called him so many N-words.
Man, I wasn't happy.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's my Marshall Henderson story of the day.
Tell us about how the Bulls are going to do something incredible.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bring this on now, you fat fuck, because you make yourself look like a real idiot on Twitter trying to say how the Bulls are going to beat Cleveland. Every fucking year now. Oh, they're going to get by LeBron this year.
The fat fuck.
Yeah, let's hear it. Go ahead, you fat fuck.
We had to have reached at least 300 by now.
No, I'm not going to say that they're definitely going to beat Cleveland or anything. If I was picking right now, I would say San Antonio and Cleveland for the finals. I'm interested in seeing what this team's going to look like this year when, you know, you have a coach around who knows how to run an offense and realizes that the NBA regular season is a marathon, not a sprint, and is not going to be treating games in December like Game 7 of the Finals. So it'll be interesting at least.
All right, there we go. And Mike, who's not here this week, he wrote a good power rankings blog on goodifitgoes.com. Check it out. It will be something interesting this season. A lot of teams are stacked. A lot to look forward to.
Actually, I got a question to ask you guys. Who is your surprise team this year?
My surprise team is probably the Hornets. Excuse me, not the Hornets, but the Pelicans. I think they can take, if everybody stays healthy, if Eric Gordon can stay healthy and give them 19, 20 points a night, I think they can really be a surprise.
They got a real coach now, too. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
My
surprise team, I'm going to go with, and this is kind of becoming a trendy pick, and I usually don't like to do this, but, I mean, just looking at the talent, I'm going to go with Milwaukee. I think they really got something there. They got a lot of talent. Yeah, but I like Milwaukee. I mean, it's hard to say like a surprise team. Like in the NBA, I just can't think of a surprise team that I can say, okay, this team can go win a championship. That's just not how it works in a 7-game series. The better team's always more likely than not going to win. I mean, I guess last year you could call Golden State a surprise team. Everybody knew they were good, but nobody knew they were that good. And Milwaukee, like, they're not good enough to win a championship, but they're good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think.
And I think they'll be an exciting team just because they're so young. Good coaching kids, just like you said. Vanessa, who's your surprise team this year?
I don't know. I don't watch basketball. I like the Kings because they're my favorite team when I was little, and I know they suck. And that's as far.
Were you a big fan during the Lakers series in the 2000s? Were you even born then?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think that's the reason why I became a Kings fan, because my dad likes the Lakers and my dad's annoying, so.
How tall were you in the 2000s? How tall were you in the 2000s?
Well, in 2000, I was 7. I don't know.
Probably like a foot. It's just so fun. I get to make fun of short people. So, I mean, it doesn't, doesn't happen often. Shut the fuck up, everybody.
And he's not only short, but he's fat.
I'm not fat anymore. hey, look, motherfucker. I'll be in Chicago in November. If I see you, it's on sight. And I'm gonna be, fucking violent.
I'm feeling good tonight. I got my first flyout potential that might actually turn into something. I'm feeling good right now.
We ain't got money to pay writers, but we got money to fly Vanessa.
Hey
out.
Man, it's what matters.
She says, fly me out. That Capital One card's going online in a matter of seconds. First class United to O'Hare. I'll have a boys pick you up from the airport. I'll give one of my boys a bag. Weed, they'll go pick you up from the airport.
Oh my god, I can't believe she picked you.
Look at her other two options.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, fuck it, by default. You're Johnny Manziel. Yeah,
the two sweetest words in the English language, default.
And,
Ace, sorry, I'm going with Shane, taking Milwaukee. I do think the Bulls will be better than people think, though. I think Jimmy Butler takes the next step.
So, okay, I got a shocker for everybody. Quan, you might like this. I'm going with the Detroit Pistons. I really like Stan Van Gundy as a coach. So I think he's going to turn them into a playoff team this year. Maybe a possible top six team in the East.
Ace, you got anything in the combat zone?
Yeah, UFC this week, last weekend. I gotta say, I was impressed with that main event. Daniel Cormier is a real champion. People talk about him just being an interim champion, when technically he is a real champion, because John Jones was stripped of the title. But that's hearsay. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Cormier fighting Jones again. Jones, of course, is gonna be reinstated any day now. I think that Cormier has a better shot in this rematch. I think the main reason why he lost the first fight is because around the third and fourth rounds, he just kind of took it easy. I think he'll bring the pressure all rounds this fight, and I think it's going to be a very good fight. I'm not going to say he's going to win, but I think it's going to be very close.
I didn't know what the
Vanessa,
situation was with
don't,
this person.
As Reverend Jackson would say, don't drop the church's money. You might be blocking your blessings. And with that,
that's right.
We will end tonight's podcast. We want to thank our guest, Vanessa. Her Twitter is Pinche Vanessa. I can't roll my R's and shit like that in Spanish.
thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. I would call you sweetheart, but my girl's probably outside the door listening. Was it nice? and I know Brooke's going to tell her.
If the 49ers...
Fuck you, the Schwab. We've officially reached our 500 Fuck You, the Schwab. there will be punch and pie given out in the lounge. Everybody else, they'll drop their Twitters. They'll be on the podcast. Check us on Friday. GoodIfItGoes.com. Check out Mike's blog on the NBA Power Rankings. Check out Schwab's rapid reactions and everything else he does on Michigan. GoodIfItGoes.com. Signing off. This is Daquan Young. Good If It Goes.